ask people, and the probability is that they thought that somebody else would had already told you how to move the sights around. For example, you could do it in your arms or in your stomach or wherever, so long as there's sufficient flesh on you to enable you to do it, you know. So and since the needles are only comparatively short and small, I suppose if you were a doctor, you wouldn't necessarily sort of say to every patient, ah, do you move the site around? Because if the patient comes to see you and the blood sugar levels are reasonable and they've been reasonable over the previous, say, 3 months, you've no reason then to suppose that the patient is not doing the right thing.
Who have you found most helpful with your diabetes? GP, hospital consultant, nurse, podiatrist?
Oh, undoubtedly the consultants are usually the best. It's very rarely that I've gone to the clinic and sort of said, I didn't like that particular doctor that was on. Occasionally, I found there was only one doctor which I didn't particularly like. Most of the doctors, that, or a good many of them, actually had diabetes themselves. So perhaps that helped them to understand what was happening to you. And I believe that was probably a good thing.
But it was a nurse who advised you to inject on a different site. How do you find the nurses?
Most of them I find excellent, because I've never had any complaint about any of the nurses in the hospitals, or indeed even in the doctor's surgery, now that they've put nurses into the surgeries, which is a comparatively new thing. They're training the nurses more frequently than they used to. All of them get training about diabetes. They get training about people with heart problems, renal failure. All this sort of thing is taken into account, and so therefore the system